Great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in a boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care what we are perishing? He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. It was around the year 2017 when I first began to start seriously discern about my vocation into the priesthood. In the year 2013, that's when I graduated from college and thinking, I have this career ready to go. Gonna make a lot of money. By the way, I was a business major in accounting, so I was thinking about that. And then one day, I just took time and just started thinking, am I really happy of what I'm, studying and about to do? But then from there, I started to just start praying. But then some reason, it felt like my prayer wasn't going anywhere. I was just saying, God, is this what I'm meant to do? Am I supposed to be happy with this? And then one day, around 2016, my mom went to this retreat, and it was about vocations. And then, because she really enjoyed that retreat, she told the priest who was leading it to talk to me about vocations. Then next thing I know, I got a phone call from that priest, and then we talked about vocation. Then he referred me to the vocation director of Los Angeles, and then from there, I talked to the vocation director, told him how I'm feeling, what I'm going through, and the next thing I know, they give me a piece of paper and they go, "Sign it." I'm going, okay. I thought it was just to, to participate in the vocations and see what it's like. And then the next thing I know, I'm in the seminary. And then from there, I really began to feel, all kinds of emotions at that time. Just like the storm we hear in the gospel. Like, each and one of us really sometime in our life feels some kind of storm that happens in our life. And for me at that time, thinking in the after I entered a seminary, I was going, oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life? Is God really doing, leading me to this path, or am I just, here by accident? And then as the years went on, I really began to really trust in God and allow him to control my life instead of myself choosing, here and there what to do with my life. And then because the seminary life is very long, for those who don't know, for me it was 7 years. I was in the seminary for 7 years. And at that time, I really took the time to really build my relationship with God, allowing him to come into my heart and allow him to form me instead of forming myself, and really trust in the process of the seminary and my formators to help me along the way and see my relationship with God. And until then, finally, I'm here now as a priest. On June 1st, I was ordained as a priest. And then, thinking about it now, like, I really thank God for allowing me to suddenly just go into the seminary, giving me that push, and giving me that opportunity to really guide me in the path. And then we see in our gospel the storm that happens. We never know what we're going to happen in the future or know where we're going. We could plan it, but then we could see how far we could get. But then Jesus says in our gospel, be quiet, be still, meaning to be patient and trust in Jesus. Use that opportunity to really learn who Jesus is in your life. And we hear in the first reading with Job, even though he's challenged in his life, he used that opportunity to really understand who Jesus is, to trust in God. And even though all this bad thing is happening in his life, he's allowing Jesus to come into his life, and he trusted in God because he understands that in the end, that true happiness is with God. So today, let us reflect on our own lives and really understand, even in the time of storm, to be patient and to really understand who Jesus is and allow him to come into our hearts so that it's Jesus who's guiding us and not ourselves. Amen.